It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Vane. Vane is one of the many artists set to appear at the Others Way Festival next Friday. She also has shows lined up with Jess B and will be performing at Rhythm and Vines, Northern Bass and FOMO Festival in January. She dropped a new song, I'll Be Fine, at the start of August and has an EP on the way. Today, she joins me to talk about her songs for My Morning Mixtape. How are you going today?
I'm good, thank you.
It's great to have you up. I heard that you only just got into Auckland this morning.
Yeah, about 3 hours ago I got off the bus.
You came up from Wellington, which is where I found out that you were living now, but you're originally from Hamilton, right?
Yep, from Hamilton, living in Wellington.
What's it like living in Wellington?
Windy.
Nice and windy.
Oh, it's really nice there. I've only lived there since like March. But yeah, it's really nice there. It's like a lot cleaner
than Auckland.
A lot of places than Auckland. Yeah, well, I didn't want to say Auckland, but
I agree.
Yes, a lot cleaner than Auckland.
Yeah, it's the weather down there almost makes it kind of nice and fresh, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but I miss Auckland, moving back at the end of the year.
Awesome. Congratulations on the release of I'll Be Fine as well. It's great to see that it's already hit 75,000 streams within a few weeks, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean.
How have you felt with the overwhelming success of these songs that you've got out? Exciting?
Yeah, exciting. It's buzzy, to be honest. If I could describe it in one word, it'd just be buzzy.
Yeah.
It's just different. I don't know. It's cool though.
I don't know
that many people would play that song that much.
Yeah. Has there been any kind of like recognizable moments, things that surprised you over the past kind of year or so since you've been releasing music under the name Vane?
Just the amount of people that stay tuned in and like the amount of people that like my music. Yes. Because
yeah.
I mean, initially it was just a hobby. Like I didn't really take it that seriously.
Mm.
And
it's kind of shaped into something more now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Especially my video for Wait Wait.
It's an incredible video.
Thanks. Yeah, I love the video.
Awesome.
And I'm glad that everyone else likes it. And like the comments and stuff are really good.
Should we talk about Wait Wait? Tell us a bit about this track and how it came about.
So Wait Wait, I recorded that in my mum's house just for fun. It was just for fun.
For a hobby, like you said.
I guess like, it's just the mood, really.
Yeah.
Like,
it's an exciting track.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. It's not really a deep song. Like, it's not deep at all, but it does have a message. It's pretty much just like telling people that are trying to stop you from getting to where you need to go, just telling them to wait. just
it's right there in the title.
Yeah, straight up. Just like, you can wait.
Awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Yep. Let's go.
Wait, 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 wait beat. I said it's Sire on a beat, beat, beat.
So you worked with Sayo on that track, Wait Wait. How was it? How was working with him?
Sayo's just one person. He's so young. I think he's like only 17, 18. We've never met.
Oh, really?
I just know him online.
Yeah.
He's sort of in Auckland. I think he lives in Brazil now.
Oh, okay,
he's from.
Cool.
He has been sending me beats since like late 2017.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like one of the many beats that he sent me that I just was like, yo, this is fire.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
How long have you been working on music and collaborating with people on production?
Since around like December 2017. I didn't drop the song till like January, I think mid-January. Yes, ever since then.
And I saw earlier this year that you were picked out by Tom Scott for one of his YGB shows, collab with Red Bull. Are there any other kind of local hip hop people that you've looked up to when you were getting into music?
To be honest, not really in New Zealand, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Like not until now.
Okay.
Not until now.
More international when you were starting out?
Definitely.
What were some of the people that kind of inspired you?
I really love Ray Charles.
Who doesn't?
you know Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fire. Like, Ray is my favourite movie.
Nice.
He's just, like, someone I grew up listening to. I love 50 Cent,
yeah.
Aaliyah, Eminem.
Lots of great names.
Like, Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. And you were saying that that now you've become, I guess, more knowledgeable of some of the great local hip-hop artists. Who have you been enjoying at the moment?
Homebrew. I've been listening to Homebrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like Lady Six.
Awesome.
I used to like Smash Proof a lot when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Jess B.
Awesome.
By the way, her EP is fucking...
It's great. You're allowed to swear.
Yeah, EP is fire. Video's fire.
Yeah, we've been playing some of it around here, which is awesome. We're a big fan of hers.
Yeah, yeah, she's fire. Yeah, I'll be on her tour supporting her.
Yeah, awesome. Was that on all of the shows?
Yep, all of the shows.
Oh, exciting.
So it's going to be so exciting.
Tell us a bit about Yuck. Was this your second song that you released?
Yep, it was my third song. My first song of like quarantined that song, so I don't like it anymore.
Okay.
So I'll say it's my second song now.
Yeah.
Yuck is about a lot of things, but mostly it's about... because a lot of my lyrics are like really confusing. I say a lot of like really abusive, like sexually abusive things,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like I'm saying it about like another woman, but really I'm just like reciting things that have been said to me by other men and women, and I think I'm just like taking back ownership.
Yeah, reclaiming it.
Yeah, I'm reclaiming it. Like I'm just trying to make myself feel powerful.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
Nice, it's nice to hear it come out of my own mouth instead of someone else's, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women that listen to it will feel just as powerful as well because they'll be able to...
Awesome, it's good to get some context around that so people aren't thinking that you're saying it to them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I see a red door and I want that bitch painted black. All I see is red, 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 red. Stain on these bitches. Yeah. I might hit a stain, talking reckless. She's so yuck, 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 she's so yuck. Yeah. I might hit a stain on these bitches. I might hit a stain, talking reckless. She's so yuck, 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 she's so yuck. She's so yucky, she's so bumpy, she's so bumpy, but I still let her ride all on my junkie. She's so yuck, she's so yuck, but that she don't give a fuck. She's so yuck, got a white diamond piercing to my cunt. She's so yuck, bet she do anal, bet she got tricks done like a tornado. Bet she bend over dipping like a ladle, then she cream cream cheese, just like a bagel. She's so yucky, I want her to fuck me, maybe one day if I ain't lucky. She's so yucky, but I don't want her, I just want my dick all on her tummy. I might hit a stain on these bitches. I might hit a stain, talking reckless. She's so yuck, 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 she's so yuck. Fuck my ex, man. I might hit a stain on these bitches. I might hit a stain, talking reckless. She's that's left behind. My final sum is you, me, none. And all my girls are still in line. Don't you hate it? Bet you hate me. I never rate it. I had to leave after I ate it. Call her ID. Bitch, I ain't flame. It's nothing on me. But shout out to her. Yeah. And shout out to him. Shout out to all my enemies and my dead friends. Yo, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's recap. This is a safe space. Let's relax. How about I break both your fucking kneecaps so you can sit here and watch me rap? Bitch. Let it sink in. I like to think I'm a kingpin. I only like to take big wins, but I took a fucking big L this year. But if I didn't go back, I wouldn't be here. I'm all the way up and you still over there. And fuck the baby, he ain't even here. And fuck you for not making it clear I'm a whore, Bill. Miscarried all on the floor, too. Fuck your sister, she's a whore, too. But I must admit, I really liked your brother, man. I picked the wrong one. Tell your mom I picked the wrong son. My type of fun is the wrong fun. And I dedicate this to you, hon. Yeah, this song's done and I'm all out.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. No cap. No hi-hats. None of that. Just Vane.
So you've been very vocal on social media about this upcoming EP that you've been working on, and you were saying off air that when you play live, you'll do snippets of songs that are yet to be released. How many are we talking about, and are they all going to be on the EP?
I won't say how many. I still don't even know what songs are going to be on the EP. I'm so picky.
I feel like it's good to be picky as well, though.
Yeah, yeah. To a point, because, man, like, you got to make a decision at some point, but I'm just always like, ooh, no.
I'm sure you've listened to them plenty of times as well.
And I'm sure a lot of people have listened to them plenty of times as well, because I would have performed, like, heaps of the songs that are going to be on there already in live shows.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Like we were saying off air as well, you've got plenty of great opportunities coming up over the next few months. Mm-hmm. You're playing at lots of these big festivals. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to the most?
The one that I'm looking forward to the most is probably R&B.
R&B.
Yeah, it's so far away, and I still haven't been to one yet. Like, I'm 21 and I haven't been to one. I feel like everyone goes to every festival as soon as they turn 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably R&B. I'm excited for Northern Bass. That was cool. I went there last year for like 5 minutes and then I got too drunk and then I had to go home.
That happens on New Year's Eve festivals. Yeah.
And I'm excited for Bay Dreams. I'm not performing there, but Tyler the Creator is.
Yeah, it'd be great to see Tyler. Have you got your ticket for that one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I'm sure that one will sell out very soon.
Yeah.
Should we talk about this last song, the one that you released earlier this month?
Yep, I'll Be Fine.
I'll Be Fine.
Yes.
What kind of came together to create this song?
Honestly, just a whole lot of random thoughts.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of like random lines that I'd written in my notes and my phone.
Mm.
And then I just put them all together to make this big random song.
Awesome.
I do talk about like me signing a deal, signing a record deal.
Yeah. And how has that been?
It's been so good.
They're all very nice over at Sony, right?
Yeah. It's fire. It's so nice having all the resources. And the support, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up and sharing some insight into these songs. It's great to get a little bit of context behind the words, and you've been very helpful in that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at The Other's Way next week, and I may even see you at some New Year's Eve festivals over the coming months.
Hopefully.
Should we give I'll Be Fine.
I'll Be Fine.
A bit of a listen.
I'll be rolling at my peak in the hills. Off top, you know I went inside the dills. She a bad Asian bitch, then he real. And ain't no time to cop a feel, you know the deal, that's how I feel. I'll be rolling at my peak in the hills. Off top, you know I went inside the dills. She a bad Asian bitch, then he real. And ain't no time to cop a feel, you know the deal, that's how I feel. Yeah, yeah. Written Kristoff for the show. Yeah, hit the blunt, I don't even smoke, nah, bro. I'm the same, I'm just better than before. Hey, you can't look me in my eye, that's how I know. You a little bitch doing bitch things. Yeah, you a snitch with some snitch waist. You too two-faced, you like to switch lanes. That ain't my bitch, but I keep that bitch paid. I've been rolling at my peak in the hills. Off top, you know I went inside the deal. She a bad Asian bitch, then he real. And ain't no time to cop a feel, you know the deal, that's how I feel. I've been rolling at my peak. Bitch, then you real. And ain't no time to cup or feel. You know the deal, that's how I feel. Yeah, yeah. I'm on top, everybody else can wait, wait. People talk, I don't care about what they say. If it debate, not fair, that's gameplay. Base spray, ADC man like KK. You move slow, so move out the way. Swim good while you ride my wave. You move slow, so move out the way. Swim good while you ride my wave. I won't pick up your calls, you phony. Knowing about me don't mean you know me. Give a fuck who above or below me. If you hitting on me, you can blow me. Way back in a dojo with Tony. Moving packs in Stony Creek and Stony. That was my homie, my woody. But I had to leave on my loan by my lonely.
Rolling in the hills. How you feel, yeah, yeah. When it's time to deal. Ain't no time to cap a feel, yeah.
I'll be rolling at my peak.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.